Okay.
Do you remember the days of creation? You remember that. I'll help you. Yeah, we'll do the motions. Okay? All right. Day one.
God made light. He made day and night.
Good. Slow down.
Day two. God made the sky.
Good. Day three.
God made the land, seas, and plants.
Good. Day four.
God made the sun, moon, and stars.
Good. Day five.
God made the fish and moles.
Good. Day six.
God made every other animal and us.
And day seven.
God rested.
Yeah! There's ice cream in store for you, okay? Good work. Good job. Okay, now you can go sit down. Ellie, can you get her some stuff to do during the sermon? I appreciate that. Thank you. Good job, Taylin. Okay, that was simple, and she might have mixed up a few of them, but that's okay, okay? It's the thought that counts, right? Okay? So, yeah, obviously that's what we're going to be talking about today. I have been passionate about this for a very long time, and I'm going to kind of share about that this morning. And I just recently went to a dinosaur encounter that they had in Beecher City, just a small town that had something come to it that was really cool. So just want to talk about that this morning a little bit and kind of share where my journey was and where it went. So let's pray. Father, we just pray that your creation can be evident to us. We just pray that it becomes obvious that you created all things around us and even us. And we pray that you would just speak to us this morning. Amen. By the way, was the psalm reading planned before I gave you the sermon?
No.
You planned it after?
I can't recall.
Okay. Because it seems like it goes exactly with my sermon.
The same day, but I'm not sure which came.
Okay, cool. The chicken or the egg. Okay, but that was awesome, okay? So in fifth or sixth grade is where I really started questioning things. I'd go to church and I'd hear one thing, and I'd go to school and hear another, okay? And you have to know me. I went to public school, okay? And I think what really started me all about it was, what are cavemen? We're always talking about these guys, but what are they, you know? And where do they go in here? Where do they fit in this? So I just kind of asked, what's that all about? Where does it fit in the Bible? Millions of years ago, like, what's going on here? Just lots of questions, okay? So actually during that time, this is crazy, there would be a girl who would, the teacher would kind of say, all right, so-and-so, we're going to be kind of learning about this stuff today or whatever. She'd go, okay, and she'd walk out. She'd walk out and sit in the hallway, okay? Her parents didn't want her to listen to it. She didn't want to listen to it, so she'd walk out and wouldn't listen to it. And I thought, well, that's weird. What's the big idea? You know, what's wrong with this or whatever? Can't you believe both or a combination of such, okay? Because science is science and, you know, the Bible's a Bible, so come on. And that kind of spurred me on to a lifetime journey, okay? I looked this up actually last night. The interesting facts about evolution instruction is that not all states actually require it, believe it or not, okay? And some states actually allow creationism to be taught alongside evolution. And they also actually, some states, Wisconsin was a specific one I remember, they actually let their school boards decide what they want to teach in their school, okay? So I think we've seen, even before COVID, it was important, but after COVID especially, it's been important to be on your school board, okay? So are there any laws that say that your student must stay and listen and do all the homework for those kind of things? No, there's not, okay? In some ways, if your kid does go to public school and you don't want them to hear that kind of stuff, there are options, okay? There are plenty of options for you. If your student goes to a Christian school, you may want to check up on some things to be sure that the science teacher actually believes what the Bible teaches, okay? You may want to check into that. So then I moved from fifth or sixth grade into seventh and eighth grade, and a friend of mine and I just got to talking, and we just got talking after science class about the Bible and creationism or whatever. It's crazy, but there's actually people who believe in Jesus at the public school, believe it or not, okay? And he gave me some DVDs, and I won't tell you the actual ministry that it was or whatever, but I watched them all, and I was like, wow, this guy's an adult, and he believes this stuff, you know? And it just, it shocked me, and so I kind of moved on from there, in that time, I can remember distinctly. It's just one of those things that you can like play back in your head almost every detail, what the colors of the tables were and the chairs and kind of where you were and what happened. But I can recall distinctly in sign class, we were learning about evolution and specifically of the horse. And the teacher said, just clear as day, "Class, did the horse look the same thousands of years ago?" And everyone in there emphatically said, "No." Okay? No. And I remember I didn't say anything, but I remember my friend said, "Were you guys there? You know, did you see it?" Things like that. He was trying to argue for creation is what he was doing. He was trying to argue. Yeah. Not so good. But the teacher just shut him down. I mean, she just shut him down. Said, "Cool it. Take a break. You know, whatever. Just be quiet." You know? And I was like, wow, like there's kind of some division on this. In my public school, we kind of dissected in the order of what the evolution of animals goes. And just so you guys know, it kind of goes like worms, bugs, fish, amphibians, reptiles, birds, mammals, and then us. Okay? That's how they say that. And I want you to think about every one of those, okay? Worms to bugs, bugs to fish. What? Fish to amphibians, amphibians to reptiles, reptiles to birds, birds to mammals, and then to us. Okay, we are the pinnacle of evolution, right? That's why we kill each other in wars and things like that. Okay, but if you are associated with a public school in that way, there are things that you can do and say, and it's not impossible to talk about creation in the classroom. Okay? So I would totally advocate for creation teaching in the classroom. And I would advocate for evolution to be out of there, but I don't even want that. What I want is them to treat them both as on equal playing field would be nice, okay? That'd be like the first step. I would love if they just didn't teach evolution, but they will. So it would be nice if they just taught them both side by side. That's much easier to convince somebody than to just do away with everything and then reintroduce something else. It's much easier to convince them to teach both alongside each other. And honestly, in my public school, I went to public school in a small town, we would do an evolution chapter, and then from then on, we really wouldn't mention it too much from then on, just so you know. Okay? So really, is it really that big of a deal to eliminate one chapter? Okay? These are different arguments you can have. All right? I said this before, but I think you should get to know your science teacher. Whether public school or private school or Christian or non-Christian or whatever, get to know them, okay? Be on the school board, all right? And I think one of the most important things you should do is you should teach creation at home, okay? And we should be talking about it here, okay? What I went to in Beecher City is a really small town. Maybe some of you know where it is, maybe some of you don't. But it's a really small town, but this church had funded this ministry, which was Creation Truth. It's from Oklahoma, and he brought basically research-level samples of dinosaur bones. And what they do is they take a cast of an actual dinosaur bone and then make it out of high-quality plastic so you can, like, carry it around. Okay? It was really cool. Let you take pictures with it. At one point, he took, like, a T-Rex arm off and let me hold it. I mean, that was just really cool. But he went through some very compelling evidence. And has anyone here been to the Creation Museum out like near Cincinnati? Anyone? Just a couple people, yeah. I want to go. I've never even been, actually. But he brought forward some well-thought-out, compelling evidence that was just awesome. And the first night, there was maybe 50 people there. The second night, 75, and then 150, and 200 people came the last night. Okay, that's like the entire population of Beecher City, okay? So that was like pretty, it was pretty awesome, and I really would have liked to see like, you know, 2,000 people there. Would have been awesome, but it was just a great presentation. It was well thought out, well done. The kids were entertained, adults learned things. It was just great. So look for more opportunities like that. The internet has all sorts of things, but on YouTube, it does have guys who actually argue for this and argue quite well. Okay, there's Ray Comfort, there's Ken Ham, Josh McDowell. I think Josh McDowell has like a master's in, it's either evangelism or it's actually might be even specifically creation evangelism. I'm not sure. But he has a master's degree in that, which is pretty cool. Back to my story on that. In college then, it became one of those things where I needed to decide. Okay, I needed to kind of decide where I was going to go on this and what I was going to believe. And I went to a secular community college, and then I went to a secular university. And it was pretty rare to find somebody that would believe the way that I did. Even if they were Christians, it wouldn't necessarily mean that they believed that Genesis actually tells us what happened. So, of course, being the guy that I was, I chose environmental biology as my major because I was passionate about this stuff. And I was passionate not because of the material, but because of God, because of the Bible, because of Genesis and things like that. So, once again, surprisingly, at least two of my professors I know were professing Christians, and they would tell you that in their class, like in front of the whole class. And one of them said that he was a creation Christian, basically. He believed in creation. He said that in class. Things might have changed, but... during that time that I was in college, this is when a famous person became infamous. Bill Nye the Science Guy, okay? Anybody watch him back in the day? Because I gotta say, that was an emotional time for me, okay? He was my idol, all right? He really was. I mean, he's just crazy. I'm crazy. Do what? Yeah, he likes bow ties. I like bow ties. We're pretty much the same person. So anyways, so during that time, I can remember even as a kid watching and just learning so many things over and over again, you know, TV, PBS, okay? But I remember, I couldn't find the video, but I remember specifically seeing a video of him talking, and I couldn't find the video because I searched for it again. But he said, I remember distinctly, he said, we need to give up our archaic ways of thinking, okay? And maybe you remember that. He said something like that, at least, okay? Archaic. Do you understand what that means? Okay? That's literally what archaic means, is that he basically said Christians are cavemen. That's basically what he said, okay? And so from then, Ken Ham challenged him to a debate, and honestly, I feel like he let him off the hook quite a bit. But during that time in college, I was kind of devastated after that. Like, you know, I watched you my whole life and kind of idolized you or whatever, and you called me a caveman, archaic, okay? But all these years later, we can look at what evolutionary thinking has done to our world, and it's done it for way too long, okay? By the way, can anyone tell me, I want some crowd participation here, what is the name of Darwin's book? What's the name? Anybody remember? Origin of Species. Good. That is an abbreviated title. Okay? It's The Origin of Species by Natural Selection, or The Preservation of Desired Races in the Struggle for Life. Okay? That's the full title of it. Okay? It's incredibly racist. All right? It's super racist. And if you look, by the way, I did a simple Google search. If you look at 1850s Great Britain, and then you look at 1900 Great Britain, okay? The sun never set on the British Empire, okay? They took over a ton of African countries, a ton of Middle Eastern countries after that book came out. 1859 is when that book came out, okay? And well, how do they justify it? Evolution, okay? It's the same thing, in my opinion, that spurred Hitler on, okay? The Aryan race, okay? He's the master race, okay? What he basically meant was, I'm more evolved, and these people are the most evolved, and everyone else needs to bow down to them, okay? It's just one of those things where an idea, a really bad idea, can have really, really bad consequences, okay? So in the Bible, it says that God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested, and I firmly believe that, okay? And I hope that you believe it as well. We need to talk about this in our church, and we need to go to things like the Creation Museum. It's kind of expensive, but it's still something that we should look into. There's a bunch of free resources online, okay? And what I want you guys to do is I want you to actually do some homework, okay? I want you to do some homework on this, haha. And I'm still the same, believe it or not. I always gave homework. So there's some things you can research, okay? I want you to research what I said about the British Empire before and after. I want you to research what happened and what Hitler said about being the master race and things like that. I want you to look that up. There's one more thing I want you to look up. It was a guy, a person, who was from Africa. His name was Uta Banga, Okay? OOTA. I guarantee you if you type that in, it'll bring up who that guy was. Okay? And I want you to research his life and what happened to him. Okay? And then you can see the effects that evolutionary thinking has. His name is Uta Benga. Okay? That's your homework. All right? And I want you guys to question these things, and I want you to question things about creation, because I think if you do, you're going to find the answers that you want. Okay? You're going to find that it's true. All right? And by the way, if you ever wanted to talk to me that you doubt this, or you want to talk to me about it or whatever, or you want some more evidence or whatever, I would love to talk to you about it. I am super passionate about this subject. Okay? So let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your creation. We thank you that this is our Father's world, and we thank you that we can come and just enjoy your creation, especially as spring is happening, just the green plants, the birds singing, things like that. And we pray that when we see those things, that we worship you, the Creator, and not the creature. In your name I pray. Amen.